You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Welcome to our show. You know, we live in an RV and we travel around our country. We're seeing a lot of things that we never had a chance to see when we were working. And guess what? This was all Patty's idea. You know, we've been doing this for over a year now. How do you like doing this?
Oh, I love it.
And what is it that you love about this?
First of all, the weather. We're spending the winter in Southern California. And I love exploring and getting familiar with other cities. It's exciting to go to a new location. They all seem to have their own vibe, a certain unique feel to them. Although what I don't like is the grocery stores. Every time we go to a new city, I got to figure out another grocery store again. Back and forth and back and forth.
Well, you know, there is a huge difference in some of the grocery stores we've been to.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we've been to some real high-end places, mm-hmm. like Central Market in Dallas, mm-hmm. and we've been to some dumps.
Oh, yes.
That you'd be afraid to even walk on the floor.
Right, but there's also Bristol Farms here in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. Boy, is that place nice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really nice ones.
And there's also a lot of places here in Palm Springs that are priced through the roof.
Oh, yeah. The day before Christmas, I went to this one grocery store to get some filet mignon. $64.99 a pound.
$64.99 a pound.
Yes.
She's not kidding. I saw the price.
Yes.
And it was like, are you kidding me?
Everything else was just so high.
I'm going to go look for some spam.
Ridiculous. But it was just that store. The rest of the stores weren't that bad.
Can of spam, $24.
Yeah. But you know what I also like? I love meeting new people. Last night we just met Ernestine and John.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They were so fun.
They're characters.
They were so nice.
He's a former truck driver.
Yeah.
And he could jockey around that RV like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. He drove through and stopped in Cleveland in a snowstorm and told us about that story, how they helped him out. It was really a cool story. But anyway, and then there's Todd and Lon and Holly and Frank, just to name a few.
Todd and Lon were probably some of our best neighbors ever.
Oh,
because we had left some stuff in one of our campgrounds.
Yes.
And they immediately saw it.
They did.
Collected it, turned it in.
Yeah.
And we came back, picked up the items, stopped by their place, said thank you to them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some great people out
there. Oh, yes. And I also love the fact that there are so many dogs in the campgrounds. Most people have dogs, and they're all walking their dogs. There's little dogs, big dogs. You know, there's old dogs, and even some of these dogs look like their owners.
That I will attest to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the funniest thing. It's so cute. So
I don't know what that is all about, but yeah, there is a resemblance sometimes between the owner and the dog.
It is. It's the funniest thing.
Scary sometimes.
It is. But, you know, I've always wanted to have a place on the water, like maybe a vacation home or something. And with this, I've been able to experience that. We've stayed on the lake, we've stayed on rivers, and the ocean.
Yeah, we've stayed on oceans.
Oh, the ocean. I think the ocean's my favorite.
Both of them. The Atlantic and the Pacific.
That's right, yep. Some of the things I don't like, which isn't very much, is just like if it's a long drive day, it can be stressful. And crowded campgrounds.
Oh, yes.
Other than that, I have no complaints.
The crowded campgrounds and sometimes the crowded parks can really get to you.
Yes.
And I use a word today that I haven't used in a long time. inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who are so inconsiderate.
Yes, there are.
You see people walking through these beautiful national parks with a cell phone blasting to their head. I'm hoping to be there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're trying to listen for moose and deer.
Yes.
And, you know, try to enjoy the outdoors.
I know.
How about that time we were climbing that peak just north of Tucson?
Oh, yeah, that was Picacho Peak.
And these people came up behind us.
Yeah, this young couple.
And they had this boombox.
She had a boombox on her shoulder.
Blasting.
Yes.
And it's like, you know.
What are you doing?
We're outdoors. Take it home.
Yes.
Take it home. Don't come here if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
That's just my feeling.
But I tell you, another thing, too, is the litter.
Oh,
just amazing, the stuff that people just drop everywhere, you know?
It doesn't matter. We've seen it in all four corners of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Litter. In places that you think people would have some respect for. And they just throw their stuff down.
They do. It's terrible.
But other than that, you like things?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep.
Well, you know what I like?
What do you like?
I like the fact that we made the right decision to take Highway 101 down through California rather than going along the coast on Highway 1.
Oh, right.
Now, I know you were a little disappointed that we didn't get the Big Sur.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Just recently, gasoline hit $7.59. Just for regular.
That's crazy.
Big Sur. That's almost $8 a gallon.
That's so wrong.
Yeah. Nearest gas station, 12 miles to the south, and to the north, 40 miles away.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, darn it.
But we headed towards Los Angeles because we're going to see our daughter.
Yes, finally, we're going to see Mackenzie. It had been about 11 months since we've seen her.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Really miss her. And guess what? She had a nice little surprise for us when we got there.
She sure did.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
You know, Los Angeles, everybody says, oh, it's crazy. The freeways are jam-packed, lots of traffic, and prices are high, and there is a good side to Los Angeles.
Oh, there is. I love Los Angeles.
The entertainment industry.
Oh, my.
Los Angeles has a lot of attractions, especially if you like music.
Mm-hmm.
You can see live music of your choice, doesn't matter what you like, just about everywhere. Everything from rock to jazz, even swing. Mm. There are clubs that you can go to. They have live orchestras, and you can swing dance.
Yes.
And needless to say, the restaurants are great.
Yep.
Yeah, what was that one you really liked? The Perch.
Oh, The Perch.
Which is downtown in Los Angeles.
It's in downtown Los Angeles. It's actually on the top floor, like the 15th floor of a building. It has an outdoor patio and a rooftop lounge bar. It's so pretty up there. They've got trees. They've got fire pits. But boy, is it nice. The food's delicious. What a fun place.
I still can't get over seeing trees on top of skyscrapers.
I know. It's so pretty.
Especially in an earthquake zone.
Right. And also, you know what else I love? Is Good Times at Davy Wayne's.
Oh, the 70s bar.
That is a bar. First of all, the entrance is, it's like, okay, you're walking into a garage from the 70s, and there's all this stuff in there. There's
right,
like a garage sale.
And
on the back wall is a refrigerator. Well, it's a refrigerator door on the wall. That is where you open up and you walk into this bar.
Yeah.
And you are transformed into the 70s.
It's really dynamic.
With shag carpeting and everything and anything from the 70s in there.
And the music is awesome.
It is so much fun. I've never seen anything like it. It's just amazing. It's got the furniture, the hanging lamps, everything. It's like you're in an old house in the 70s.
Speaking of the 70s, let's talk music. Many famous singers and bands got their start in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I could mention the Byrds, the Doors. I used to have Ray Manzarek on my show. Eagles, the Beach Boys, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Monkees started in Los Angeles.
Did they?
Remember their TV show?
Yes.
The Bangles, Three Dog Night, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Motley Crue.
Wow.
Just to name a few.
Wow.
Yeah, have you seen that Motley Crue movie?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah,
that was fascinating.
Those guys were nuts.
Yeah, you have to check it out on Netflix.
And it was Redondo Beach where Vince Neil had that fatal accident.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of clubs like the Roxy, the Troubadour, the Whiskey, the Viper Room, the Mint. And they featured a lot of famous musicians and bands like Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Alice Cooper, Led Zeppelin, tons of others.
Yeah.
And many of these clubs are still open, too. You can still go to them. Back in the 70s, Alice Cooper started a drinking club. It was called the Hollywood Vampires. How did you become a member? You had to outdrink the other members.
Oh, my gosh.
Members like Keith Moon, who was totally insane, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Ringo Starr, Harry Nilsson, John Lennon, Keith Emerson, Joe Walsh, Bernie Taupin, who wrote all those songs for Elton John Belushi, Albert Brooks, tons of others. They all would meet at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset and party it up.
Yeah.
Now, many of the members eventually gave up drinking, like Alice Cooper. He's been sober since 1983. And he said he watched Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Keith Moon, and Janis Joplin die young. And he said he didn't want to join them. Joe Walsh also has been sober for over 20 years, so has Ringo Starr. But just a few years ago, Alice Cooper formed a band. It's called the Hollywood Vampires. And believe it or not, Joe Perry of Aerosmith and Johnny Depp play in it. And they've toured. They've been joined by Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Zach Starkey, who is Ringo's son, and also Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, Dave Grohl, and a whole lot more.
Oh, we saw Dave Grohl in a restaurant.
A Polish restaurant.
Yes, that Polish restaurant was so good in Los Angeles.
Beverly Hills.
Yes.
We go to this Polish restaurant, and there's Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And his mom and dad.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
Uh-huh.
Nice people. They're from our part of the country, in Northeast Ohio.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot to do in Los Angeles, not just music-wise. If you like museums, Los Angeles is the right place. The L.A. County Art Museum, the Getty, the Peterson Automotive Museum, and the Natural History Museum, and the La Brea Tar Pits. More animal and bird fossils have been found in the tar pits of Los Angeles than at any other place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Los Angeles, you can tour the movie studios, and you can go on tours of the mansions that the celebrities own.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to do that. It just makes me sick.
Yeah, really.
And depending upon the pandemic, you can go and see television shows as they're being made, or if they're being done live, you can actually participate in a show.
That's right. I went to Dancing with the Stars.
That's right, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, that was back in 2017 when I was on one of my trips there with Mackenzie, and I stayed for about 4 days, and I was actually able to snag some tickets to get on Dancing with the Stars in the audience.
It didn't cost anything,
did it? It didn't cost me anything. They wanted you there by 3 o'clock, but I got there at noon, and there was already a line. I was number 15 in line. We waited for about, well, we waited till about 3 o'clock. But in the meantime, there was another line forming next to us. And these were people that were, they had tickets, but their tickets were a little bit better than ours. So they were all going in before us. And it was like, oh no, you know,
right.
I thought, am I going to get in here? So we finally get to the back of the building and we waited outside. And, you know, it's a long process. It takes a long time. But before you go in, they take your cell phone away.
Whoa.
I couldn't have my cell phone in there. I couldn't take any pictures.
You must have felt naked.
I did. That was awful. Yeah, so we got in. We were like the last ones to get in, and they took us upstairs on the second floor. It was great because we were on the railing just looking down at everything. It was so cool. It was really fun to see them do that live.
But you know what one of the biggest draws of Los Angeles is? The beaches.
The beaches. Yes.
I mean, beautiful. Sandy beaches as far as you can see.
Oh, my gosh.
You can surf. Mm-hmm. You can ride a bike. Mm-hmm. You can walk. You can just lay out in the sun. You can just do about anything. They have fire pits. You can have fires on the beach.
And there's all these small towns on the beach. There's Santa Monica, Marina del Rey, El Segundo,
mm-hmm.
Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach.
Just goes on and on.
Yes. And each of these towns has their own pier and their own little downtown. They're all just so pretty and so cute.
Yeah, there's a ton of restaurants.
Yes, they all have their restaurants are fantastic.
There's a lot of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, a lot of amazing places to live. Now, the closer you live to the beach, the more expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it can be millions of dollars.
Oh, yes.
And if you've got a view, it's going to be the million-dollar view.
Oh, and a lot of them have beautiful views.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
It is. It's so pretty.
There's a tremendous amount of money out there that just blows your mind when you see it.
Oh, yes. You see the cars.
Cars you haven't seen in years.
The expensive cars are unbelievable.
There was a house we went by that had a turntable for the car.
Yeah.
Because it was a busy street. So they pull into their driveway, and the turntable would turn the car around so he could pull out right into the street and not have to worry about backing onto a major highway.
Uh-huh.
That's a $20,000 feature.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
At least.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. And you see Teslas everywhere.
Right. You see Rolls Royces a lot. Lamborghinis.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I could live there. I love it. To me, it's exciting. I love the feeling of being on the ocean and the beach community. There's a gradual incline that goes up from the beach about 3 blocks, and those streets are just filled with apartments and condos and restaurants, and they all have these beautiful views of the ocean and the sunsets, and it's just really amazing. You know, but the thing is, it's crowded because there's a lot of housing right on top of each other. You've got apartments, buildings and buildings. I mean, in houses, there's no spaces between everything.
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't live there.
It's very crowded.
It's just too congested for me.
Oh, not me.
I mean, it's everything you want, but it's just too intense.
Oh, I love it. Got to have deep pockets for that.
Yes. But everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people really like that. They like that intensity.
Yeah.
And they can get out there and work and make it happen. But there's also a tremendous amount of people who have left there. I know a lot of people who are musicians, who are in the entertainment industry, who have left the state because they're just burned out.
Yep.
They're tired of it.
Yeah.
And they go to places where there's mountains and, you know, just relax and be themselves.
Yes.
And I fully understand that.
Yeah, after a while, I can understand that.
You go to the airport on a Sunday night at 11 o'clock. And you're seeing 6 lanes of traffic congested both ways, bumper to bumper.
Yeah, it's crazy.
11 o'clock Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we've met a lot of people also that are from California that live in California, and they hate it.
There was a couple that we were just talking to that were from Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you're from California. He says, yeah. He says, best thing about California is when you see it in your rear view mirror.
Uh-huh.
It's like, whoop, okay, I guess he's not a happy camper.
No.
So I think the whole thing is pretty relative. I mean, there's a lot of people who love Florida, but there's a lot of people who don't like Florida.
Sure.
God's waiting room. Same with any state, Ohio, Montana, and the same thing goes for California.
That's true.
But anyway, getting back to why we were in California, we were going to visit our daughter in Los Angeles, and we had just arrived at Dockweiler.
Mm-hmm. Dockweiler RV Park. We stayed there last year.
Right.
And it's so convenient. It's the only park that's close to her. So it's right on the ocean.
And how much does it cost?
It was about $67 a day.
For a state park.
And we were there for 11 days.
But you're right on the ocean.
Yes.
So it's worth it.
It was. It's just worth it to be close to her.
Yeah.
And close to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you need is just right there.
Yeah. You know, one morning I got up. Got out of the RV. I was going to go around, do a little maintenance. And I hear somebody yell, hey, Jeff Kinsbach. And I'm thinking, what is going on?
Yeah.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Nobody knows me here.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was Mike and Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mike and Becky?
Yes. We met them last year when we were in Palm Springs.
Right.
They were our neighbors at the RV resort.
But Mike had done a really great favor for us.
Oh, yeah. The way I met Mike was we had just come into the Palm Springs RV resort, and we were looking for a place, you know, because this is one of those parks where you find your own site. So I was driving around ahead of Jeff because he was in the RV and I was in the car. There was a section in the back row that's very desirable because you back up to the wall and it's really nice back there. And I was going along really slow, and there was a spot there, and there was a guy standing there. The spot was empty, but he had some things in there. And he said, hey, you looking for a spot? You want this spot? I'm moving to the one next door. And I said, yes, I'll take it. So I did. I pulled in, and that's how I met Mike. Mike and Becky.
Really nice people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they were in Dockweiler, and we kind of visited with them. They'd set up their chairs on the beach.
Mm-hmm. So you never know who you're going to run into.
I was going to mention this a little bit earlier, but I forgot. It was about Jay Leno.
Yes.
You can actually see Jay Leno in person on stage in Hermosa Beach. at a place called the Comedy and Magic Club. It's closed now because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But Leno would come out there, and you could see him on a Sunday night, and it was like $10.
Oh, yeah.
He actually used that place and was there for years just to kind of test out jokes for when he was on The Tonight Show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We were amazed. We went and saw Jay Leno for like $10.
Yeah, that was before the pandemic when we were visiting Mackenzie when she was doing her internship. And we went and saw him.
Oh,
sat
hilarious.
Right in the front, watched him. It was amazing. It was so fun. Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to this trip, our daughter decides she's going to take mom and dad to a Halloween party.
Yes, Mackenzie took us to a Halloween party. It was called House of Spirits, a haunted cocktail soiree.
Right.
Now,
it was in an old mansion.
It was a haunted house costume party. And you walk around, you listen to musicians, you watch performers.
They had a spooky maze in the basement.
Yes, and the price of admission includes drink tickets. They have multiple bars throughout the place.
They had 6 bars.
Yeah, and you get these like mini drinks like martinis
or counted them.
Gin and tonics, martinis. They had all these really fun things. Of course, it's Los Angeles. Boy, do they dress up for that.
Right.
It was fun.
I think another reason why we saw people in these amazing costumes, it's Los Angeles, but I think there's been a pent-up demand because of the virus that people finally came out. It's Halloween.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to really dress up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot to mention this about the Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
When you went out back.
Yeah, there was like a garden out back with grass, and they have, of course, the bar out there also.
But they also had a couple of scantily clad ladies. Were they on a pole or some sort of a trapeze or something?
Yeah.
The whole idea was they would mix drinks.
While they were hanging upside down.
And doing these acrobats.
Yeah. And you get in line and you stand there. And
they'd serve you your drink.
And you just go up, you know, and you take your glass. You go up with your glass and they pour it in. And
It was just fantastic.
It was interesting.
The line was so long, I didn't even get in the line. I just kind of hung
just
back
watched.
And checked it out.
Yep, we just watched.
It was fun. But anyway, Mackenzie had a little surprise for us when we got out that weekend.
Oh, she did. We got there on a Thursday.
Guess what, Mom and Dad? I'm moving this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You can help me move.
Yeah. I was so glad to be there as a mom that I was able to do that, you know?
And she's moving a little closer to the ocean, so that was really cool.
She moved to a place that's a half a mile to the beach.
So I asked, okay, how many people are going to help us? Just Christoph. Oh, so it's your mom, me, you, and Christoph moving you? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a truck. All right.
Yeah, she got a U-Haul truck.
Where are your friends? Oh, they all went to Joshua Tree this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you blame them?
Yeah. So, nobody wanted help.
Nobody did. Anyway, we helped her move. Oh, my
God. Oh, it took all day.
I cannot believe how much stuff this girl had.
Oh, my gosh.
It took us, I don't know, 3 or 4 trips in the truck to do it.
Oh, yes.
And I was just pooped at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, on my phone, my health data on my phone at the end of the day said that I had walked 10,775 steps, 3.6 miles, 50 floors. Because we went up and down, up and down the stairs all day.
We did.
Oh my gosh, we were exhausted.
We'll do anything for our kids, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure you all know that. You'd do the same thing.
But that night after the move, we treated ourselves.
We did. We walked down to the beach area. Oh, there's a lot of restaurants. We found a great little restaurant, sat outside, had dinner. It was a lot of fun.
Watch the sunset.
Yes.
Good way to wrap up the day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time here. I do want to mention, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at rockingthervlife@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's rockingthervlife@gmail.com.
That's right.
And you can send us pictures, update us on where you are, if you have some ideas for us.
Mm-hmm.
We always love to hear from you.
Yes.
Our time was up in Los Angeles, so where did we go next? You're going to find out in our next episode.
That's right.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.